Crystal Craven, and I sing, I songwrite, I lead worship, and I am passionate about sharing what God inspires. And this is your weekly devotional. Okie dokie. Well, let's jump straight in here. And we are going to be reading from Luke chapter 20, verses 41 through 47. And it says, "But he, being Jesus, said to them, 'How can they say that the Christ is David's son? For David himself says in the book of Psalms, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." David thus calls him Lord. So how is he his son? And in hearing of all the people, he said to his disciples, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and love greetings in the marketplaces and the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." In this instance, Jesus challenged the religious leaders' understanding of the Messiah. These leaders had prided themselves on their knowledge of Scripture, yet they failed to grasp who Jesus truly was. They assumed that they had all the answers and that they knew the truth, but they failed to see truth standing right in front of them. And when Jesus spoke truth with authority, they hated him for it, and they were stirred with so much jealousy that they wanted to kill him. In the same way, we have to be really careful not to think that we have everything figured out or that we have arrived in some way, especially when it comes to God, because our pride will blind us to the truth. And Jesus had warned his disciples here about the scribes, and he exposed their desire for honor and status and recognition, and he even gave specific examples in their behavior. The scribes had used their positions and their titles for personal gain, and they were taking advantage of other people like widows, and they were just appearing righteous and likely even self-deceiving about how spiritual they really were. Now, the truth of the matter is that the scribes' focus was on being exalted in this life. But Jesus made it clear that those who live life that way would receive a greater condemnation. If our goal is to gain status or admiration or earthly rewards, then that is all that we're going to receive. But if we live for Christ and we surrender our pride and we surrender our selfish ambition, we're going to gain something far greater: Him. Paul said in Philippians 1:21, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." The question is, are we seeking temporary glory for our own in being driven by our pride? Or are we living for God's glory, being driven by a humble submission to Him, knowing that one day we'll gain being with Christ forever? So let's take a quick moment to do a heart check. Just you and the Lord. Do you seek recognition, acknowledgement, or thanks? Or do you serve in humility solely for the glory of God? And do you act spiritual for others to see, maybe putting on a persona of Christianity, being afraid that others might not see you as a mature Christian? Or do you truly hunger for God and obey His words to grow deeper and more mature in Him? Let's not settle for fleeting praise, and let's not waste time acting like we think we should, just to gain the perception and opinions of other people. Instead, let's live for Christ alone, knowing that in the end, He is our greatest reward. For blogs, written devotionals, and originally written songs, visit crystalcravenmusic.com. And that is Crystal with a K and Craven with a C.